Representative Pawlowski, one thing that's looking up for the industrial arts is something, it's something you and I have been tracking. It's something you're working on. And some legislation surrounding broadband and an instruction position has gotten out of committee unanimously. Tell us a little more.
Yes. Yesterday, the Industrial Education Committee passed two bills. The broadband bill is the one that covers the entire state, and we passed $120 million over 2 years, $60 million, $60 million for broadband grants. This is the largest amount that the House has ever passed forward. It was passed unanimously out of committee, and for a bill that size, that is an achievement to have all of the members, Republican and Democrat, pass it. We passed it to Ways and Means, so it's poised in Ways and Means, and whether we'll take it individually to the floor or we'll move it into another bill to line it up with the Senate. And that's sort of our problem now, where we have to align things with the Senate to make sure that when the Senate passes its broadband, that we'll have it in the same bill and probably end up in a conference committee. The second bill is the one that started back in October of 2019 with the Winona mini session and the hearing that we held at Southeast Technical Community College on the issue of every high school senior should have the opportunity of graduating not just with a traditional diploma, but also with an employable skill set. And at that hearing, former Superintendent Scott Hannon was one of the testifiers. And he said that when he was superintendent and when his father actually also had gone to school, we had vocational ed teachers. We had nine of them actually at the high school. But the licensure and certification for that was abandoned by the MNSCU, now the MnState system. This bill would restore that certification and licensure with 2 years licensure at Winona State Education Village, 2 years at the technical college, and we'd once again be producing people who could teach what we used to call vocational ed and what we probably now we call industrial arts. I want to thank the president of Winona State, Scott Olson, for being one of the being instrumental with this, testifying yesterday, President Larry Lundblad, Christy Ransom from the Winona Chamber also testified, and that bill also passed unanimously to Ways and Means.
Representative Gene Pawlowski, our guest this morning on In the Know. Representative Pawlowski, I want to zoom out from Winona here, just ask you about a couple of key issues going on up in St. Paul that are sort of relevant statewide, beginning with the security funding for establishing the law enforcement fund to answer to unrest and other sort of things of that nature. Republicans are agreeing on pushing some sort of a package forward. Some Democrats are saying we need more police reforms in here. Are you supportive of this legislation as is, or are you calling for more robust police reforms before signing off on this thing?
No, I don't think police reforms are part of the picture. And now, and this gets into the federal funding that's coming. Minneapolis alone is apparently going to get something like $200 million from the federal government in these stimulus packages. Our local units of government are going to get an enormous amount of money, and we've already talked about this, around $4.8 billion is going to Minnesota to be dispersed to our local units of government and other entities. So it's likely that we might not have to appropriate anything, and if we do, it would only be at an amount that the local units would have requested us to have given them should the need arise. So the dynamic on that has really changed. The federal stimulus, frankly, is changing the discussion that we're having across our budget as to how much money. Now, the problem with the federal money is it's one time. So you can spend it once and then it's gone. But the good news is it's sizable. And we're still grappling at the state level to understand the enormity of it and exactly how it's going to be spent and where it's going to be spent.
So with the one-time part, does that essentially mean that a fund couldn't be set up then?
Well, we wouldn't set up a fund at the state level with it. I think when you're talking about the fund, the governor had wanted what's called the SAFE Act, and I still don't know if that fund is going to exist. I'm more concerned about Chapter 12B and the fund that we use for natural disasters and the restoration of that. That fund we need to replenish and exist because when we're not in session, we can't control natural disasters across this state. And those do directly impact our local units of government. And we need to help them when those disasters hit.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong here, but that disaster fund, it's usually around $30 million and is down to $4 million? Or what's the balance of it right now?
That's correct. It's slightly under $4 million. I have the bill, $30 million. I also have that bill. That's my legislation. I have that parked in Ways and Means, too, poised to be ready to be funded. So there's a number of pieces of legislation that I'm carrying that's in Ways and Means. And I am hopeful that now that we're moving into the budget cycle, we can do it. But again, the federal stimulus, which we've never had anything like this before, is changing our discussion across our budget.
Representative Gene Pawlowski, our guest. Representative Pawlowski, another package, a tax forgiveness for PPP and COVID unemployment recipients, seems to be stalling. What's happening with that, and do you think it gets done?
The problem is that the Senate sent a bill over, and technically any bill that raises revenue has to start at the House. Now, one can argue about whether or not the Senate bill does, but frankly, they had elements in that bill that were revenue raisers, so the bill couldn't be taken up on the House floor. It got to be messy. There was a proposed amendment, but whether the amendment worked, and this is why working on the House floor is perhaps the worst way to deal with legislation. The bill should have started in the House. We should have had testimony on it. We should have had clarity before the bill came to the floor. So there's a lot of grandstanding going on, and the grandstanding sometimes goes on without the correct preparation.
So one quick follow-up to that. It cuts taxes. So what components of it raise revenue?
They had put things in the bill that would be considered revenue raisers because they're changing the amount of structure of the tax. So it's a subtle distinction, but it still would be a revenue raiser. It would be relatively small, but it would be a revenue raiser. So it should have been taken care of in committee. It wasn't, because it was on the Senate side, obviously. So now it's going to our committees. It'll be brought back. It'll be passed.